Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Looking for a new high-end mascara without breaking the bank? The new L'Oreal Paris Panorama Mascara gives you a high-end lash look in a premium gold luxe packaging. It's all about panoramic volume and fully fanned out lashes. With its tapered brush, the new Panorama Mascara catches every single lash, giving you the false lash look without any of the hassle. Say goodbye to clumps and flakes, because this mascara is specially formulated to resist them all day with up to 24-hour wear. And the best part? It performs better than luxe mascaras at only a fraction of the cost. You can buy Panorama Mascara on Amazon today.
Doug hates candy wrappers, screaming baby sticky seeds with 50 acid popcorn kernels in his teeth. There's still not one that he won't see, 'cause Doug loves movies.
Hey, 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 everybody. My name is Doug, and I love movies. This is Doug Loves Movies, and we've got more champs than you can shake a champ stick at. Plus, plus one of my favorites. It's Frank Castillo, Jade Catapretta, and Bree Pruitt. Hello.
Yep, 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 yep.
Hey.
Hello.
Let's meet them individually and, as I like to do, alphabetically, starting with our champ from the most recent episode, just from a few days ago, Frank Castillo is here. How's it going, Frank?
Great. I'm excited. I feel like I was accidentally the champ.
Well, you know, it's I try to, you know, devise games where everybody has a chance, no matter how deep their film knowledge goes. And but you know, I think you hold your own well in these situations.
Yeah, they're and, a lot of fun.
Who do you have in the big game today?
Man, I want to say the Rams just because LA.
No, I mean, do you think Jade will win? Or
oh, hilarious.
Hey, who are you calling a Ram?
Yeah, dude. I'm more of a 69er. If you
It's so funny. I panicked so hard and I was just like, well, I was just listening to the radio. Who's playing today?
Yeah, no, I love that you were really jumped right in to answer, because you're not a big NFL guy.
No.
No. So it's funny that you even just attempted to play along. Also joining us, another dangling champ, it's our good friend Jade Catapretta. Hello,
Jade. Hi. How you guys doing?
How are you doing?
I haven't even smoked weed today, so I'm all right.
What?
Yeah, all I know. Right. 2 p.m.
Do you want to, maybe during the first commercial break, you can run and have a poke?
I might.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know if it's a performance enhancer or not.
I got nervous. Honestly, the last game, I felt so good to win. I might have gotten two in my head about it.
Oh, maybe. I don't
maybe.
Know.
We'll see.
We'll see. We will see.
I hope you do Selena movies, JLo movies. That's
okay,
all I
can tell you right now, you're going to be out of luck there.
Shit.
But I can't say anything more about what's going to happen today out of fairness.
My aunt was actually the lady that shot Selena.
You're kidding me. The actress or the real woman?
No, I'm just fucking around.
Oh, I was like, because I hated the actress for years.
I thought you were going to say this. She was the cinematographer of the motion picture Selena. And so she shot Selena.
She shot it.
Yeah. And also here today, a champion in our hearts. It's Bree Pruitt. Hello, Bree.
Hey, what's up, Doug? That's the nicest way anyone's ever called me a loser. But I feel lean and mean. I feel strong today. Today's my day.
You're not a loser. You've done well on this show.
Yeah, I've done okay.
Yeah, we just have this thing where the winner gets to come back the next week. And Jade, is, of course, is a busy person. And Frank has nothing better to do. So that's why we have Jade arriving, you know, eventually to try to defend her title. And Frank is could remain an ongoing champion, or you could take over, Brie.
Wow. Jeopardy rules.
Yeah. It's a big commitment. Just like Jeopardy, you can't walk away.
No. Yeah. As I remembered as I was eating sushi for lunch with my wife.
Oh yeah. I gotta be a champion today. Okay. So are you ready, Brie, to take on these monsters of trivia?
I'm trying. I'm gonna try to hold my own. I have been training.
You've been watching some movies
and playing Wordle, try to get my mind right, like a finely tuned piano.
Did you do today's Wordle yet?
No.
I gotta get on that.
It's a tricky one today.
Yeah. What is?
Yeah, I'm starting to learn the tricks of it, and this one got me because there's letter combinations that, you know, if you just kind of know them and keep them in mind, like, it really helps.
Wait, can't tell Frank what it is.
It's, you know, it's so stupid. It starts with a five letter, like, there's five spaces for a five letter word, so you just guess any five letter word to start. Then it tells you which letters you got absolutely correct in the right space and which letters are correct but in the wrong spot.
Oh God, this sounds like it's gonna fucking encompass my life.
I know. Well, I need it.
It take, you know, I generally spend like 2 or 3 minutes, maybe, you know, 5 or 6 on a tougher one a day playing it, and it's you know, I feel like I'm good at it but not great at it. One of the keys is to start with a word that has a lot of vowels in it, because you want to know which vowels you're dealing with right away, because in five letter words, once you know what the vowels are, that's super helpful, because then you can just mentally plug in the consonants until you hit the right ones. But anyway, it's stupid. I don't post when I do well on it, like these people that where they put the post up where it doesn't show the guesses or the final word, it just shows how you did. And people just are constantly posting that. I don't understand the point of that, really. But it did draw my attention to Wordle to begin with, that other people were posting. So I guess I should be glad that I found it, because I do enjoy it.
It's like when people post on Venmo, like, all right, cool.
Yeah.
you owed Frank for ice cream. That's great.
Yeah.
It's fucking weird.
Whenever I send my parents money for bills, I just say very publicly, I'm just like, boom. This is how I'm doing.
Gas money. Thanks, mom and dad.
I'm paying Hulu bills.
Before we play games, we have to do a commercial. But before that, we have to do a new staple on the program. It's called Recommendation Nation. I would like each one of you to recommend one motion picture. It's not an easy question for a lot of people, because there's so many to choose from, but if you could just recommend one. Frank, what'd you recommend a couple days ago?
It was the prequel to Kingdom on Netflix. It was called Kingdom, I think it was like Rishi of the North.
Yeah. Oh. Yeah. So Frank really came in hot the other day with a movie I'd never heard of.
Yeah, I'm really into South Korean shit on Netflix.
I like that too. I like weird stuff.
So what's your rec today, Frank?
My rec today. So, you know, keeping in line with you know, Frank's overseas picks, there's this new movie that just came out. I can't remember. It's basically zombies at like at a what looks like a Japanese school.
Okay,
that's a TV series.
That's a show.
It's a show. Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's called One of Us is Dead or something like that.
One of Us is Dead. Yeah.
So yeah,
I've been looking forward to watch. I haven't watched that one, but the most recent thing I saw was a Mel Gibson movie called
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
No, it was. Oh God, it was
Passion of the Jesus Christ.
Passion of the Jesus Christ.
Force of Nature. It's a bad movie, but I'm in this weird kick where I like watching actors that I know were good in other things and they're not good movies.
And it's called Force of Nature.
Yeah, it's pretty. It's got Emile Hirsch. It's Mel Gibson. Who else is in it? Oh, the Detective LaGuardia from Dexter.
Oh, cool.
Wait, no, is that the lady? No, yeah. Who's the Mexican guy? Who's the Mexican guy?
I forget his real name in real life, but
I can't think of his name. He plays a big Dexter head.
He plays the bad guy, and I actually like him. It's just fun to see him play a bad guy.
Oh, okay. All right, forces of nature or just force of nature?
I think it's force of nature.
Okay, yeah, because there's also like a Ben Affleck, Sandra Bullock movie called Forces of Nature, I think. Okay, Jade, what do you got for us?
All right, today, guys, I stumbled upon this little indie called The Overnight, and it's by the Duplass brothers. We watched it a couple nights ago. I have not laughed out loud at a movie in so long. It was, and also Jason Schwartz shows his dick in it, and I'm not sure if it's his real dick, but it's like this huge long. Do you think it's his real dick, Brie?
It's a faker. They did press when the movie came out where they talked about big fake dick.
Okay, because there's a tiny dick in it too. That's obviously fake, but like the big one, I was like, that could be a real dick.
Now that you mention it, yeah, the tiny one was definitely fake, but the real one, now you're making me realize that the talk was all about how fake the tiny one was.
Yeah.
So maybe the big one. But regardless, it's Jason Schwartz, man.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's basically about these two couples that have like this crazy night together. And it is just so, it's like the fucking Duplass brothers. I hate them because they're so good. I just want to work with them. And it's everybody we know in these movies. And, you know, and I'm like, what tiny dick do I have to suck to be in one of these movies? but yeah, it's really good. It's just like a feel good, funny, weird, LA-centric movie.
I feel that, Jade, because it's like, you know, why spend so much money to use a fake small penis when they could have just hired me?
Exactly. You know, right. I could have played the fake penis.
Good old ballpark Frank. Cocktail wiener Frank Castillo.
Tiny pickle wickle Frankie.
Okay, so The Overnight. I remember that movie. Jason Schwartz would really, I mean, they both, Adam Scott as well, they both very committed to a crazy plot and movie. Bree Pruitt, what do you got?
Oh man, I've seen some interesting ones lately. I cannot remember. It's just like a mush in my brain. You guys get that? Like, I don't know. Yeah. I just like a pile of.
Look who you're talking to. It's me, Frank and Doug.
TV series.
We're all a bunch of stoners.
Yeah.
I don't. You guys seen The Last Duel? Did you guys like that?
Do people like this movie?
It's cool.
I've been meaning to see it. I like Driver.
You know, it's these. Oh. It's Matt and Ben. Trying to do a like very sharp political feminist take, and they're boys, and they are. I think Ridley Scott directed it. But they're also sort of like self-aware that like men can't really take. So it's kind of like a hat on a hat. But I liked it, and they're trying, and we appreciate that kind of thing in 2022. It's like a. Sort of a dark Ted Lasso in the 14th century France, I guess.
Wait, is there funny moments in this?
No,
I guess it's not. Mean okay,
that they're white men trying to be nice.
The second to last duel is hilarious.
The second to last
duel is deadly serious.
Frank.
I don't know why that made me laugh so hard.
The penultimate duel.
The second to last duel.
It's to me it just looks and feels like it's kind of like Game of Thrones sans dragons.
Yeah.
You know, like it's about kind of the one-upmanship and the gamery in amongst royalty or whatever.
Like two dudes from Boston take on Game of Thrones.
Yeah. We're gonna fight here for the crown.
How do you like it, them apples?
Yeah. And Adam Driver being very Adam Driver, you know, like I bet he was method, like extremely annoying about it or something. Because he's it's Game of Thrones Adam Driver.
Yeah. And what's her name? Comer is the lady in it.
Yeah.
She's always really good.
Yeah, she was great.
All right. There you go.
Great.
Those are the movies that are recommended this episode. And if any of you take the effort to check them out, please reach out on the Doug Loves Movies Twitter feed, where they will all be proudly displayed. Thank you to my guests. The games will begin after this.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
This episode is brought to you by Philo. Do you love TV? Do you love saving money? Then Philo is your solution. Philo has shows, movies, and live TV for just $25 a month. You can even try it for free with their 7-day free trial. No contracts, no commitments, no hassles. Just a better way to watch TV. Never miss a minute of shows like the hit docuseries Where is Wendy Williams? Or classics such as Friends. If you can't get enough TV, then there's no better way to watch. Philo has more than 70 channels like BET, MTV, and AMC. And the best part? You can try it yourself with their 7-day free trial. Sign up today at philo.tv/poppods. That's philo.tv/poppods to get 50% off your first month.
We're back and it's time for our first game. It's called E.T. Ernals. In this game, this is a game where the answer to each question is either E.T., the extraterrestrial, Eternals, the MCU film of last year, or both.
Oh, okay.
I'll give you a little fun fact, little thing about that could be one of these movies or both of these movies. And Frank gets to go first, then Jade, then Bree. So if Frank misses it, then Jade has it narrowed down to two picks. And if she misses, then Bree will get the gimme point because there will only be one option left. Yes. Okay. All right, here we go. Frank, E.T., Eternals, or both, the dialogue there's some dialogue that references Peter Pan. Does that happen in E.T., Eternals, or both?
I want to say just Eternals.
That's what you want to say, but what are you truly going to say?
Eternals.
Give me a specific answer. You're going Eternals?
Yeah.
As dialogue references Peter Pan? Incorrect.
Yes, I knew it. E.T. for me.
Either. Hang on a second.
Oh, Jade. I'm excited.
You slow down.
I should smoke.
Okay. So your options, the two options that remain since Frank said Eternals are E.T. or both, and you'd like to go E.T.?
I want to say, well, because I don't know why he thought it was in Eternals, which makes me kind of sneaky to want to say both, but I feel like I remember a reference line in E.T. I mean, I saw it in Spanish. It was like, Ete telefónica casa. But I want to say E.T.
Oh, God damn it. I'm so dumb.
Did you see Eternals?
I haven't.
Jade?
I didn't. No.
All right. Your answer's locked in. It's E.T. Congratulations.
Oh, I got it?
Bree Pruitt.
Oh, damn it.
All you have to say is that one magic word.
Doug, I would like to say both.
That's correct. You did it.
Or idiots.
The realization of Jade when she was like, "Oh, I got it wrong," because she heard the music.
Yeah.
And then you were congratulating.
Breathe. What a son of a bitch.
It's the emotional roller coaster.
It's a mind mess. I'm smoking.
I'm too sober for this.
I have yet to see Eternals myself, but in E.T., it's a bedtime story that mom is reading to Gertie, little Drew Barrymore, and apparently there's dialogue in Eternals where Kingo, the Kumail Nanjiani character, and someone else are discussing the works of Peter Pan author J.M. Barrie. So anyway, that was a weird coincidence. I thought that happened in both of those movies because I picked these movies before, you know, looking into what they had that was similar or dissimilar, just because I love the name of the game, E.T. Ernals. All right.
I love that. Do you guys remember when Kumail was just like a dorky comic?
He's back there already, I bet.
No.
Dude, he's fit.
Yeah, dog.
No, I know he's fit, but he's not going to keep the same workout and stuff. He's going to go back to just being healthy looking, I think. And, you know, because also, how many roles are there for a comedian who's, that beefy?
I mean, he's going to start making them, dog. He can be the next Expendables.
But it's so funny how his personality isn't beefy. So it's I think it works probably in Eternals, but then, you know, how long can that go on for?
Right. Like, ooh, that librarian is really fit.
Yeah. I mean, you know, he's not playing weightlifters. Okay. So Bree is on the board at 1 point. That brings us back to Frank again. The same thing could happen again. Frank could miss, and then Jade, and then Bree walks away with the whole thing. But we'll see. Frank.
Yes.
The Eternals, E.T., or both, has a character in it named Jack.
Oh, God.
Oh, both.
Frank is going quick both with Jack. Incorrect, Frank.
That sound is so intense.
The happiest loser. All right, Jade.
Jack.
What are you going to do with this? It's not what Frank said.
I'm going to go E.T. again.
You're going E.T. again?
Well, because he said both, and I haven't seen the Eternals. I want to say there's a Jack in E.T., but I can't remember. I didn't speak English then.
Right.
And so, I mean, Jack just doesn't sound like a name that would be in a superhero movie, but who knows? Smart. I don't fucking know, you know?
Right.
I'm going to go with E.T. again.
All right. Jade's locking in E.T. and this is pretty interesting.
No.
Bree wins the game without having to lift a finger.
Jack's the main character, one of the main characters.
It's Kumail's character too.
No,
but there is a guy named Jack in Eternals, and then unless one of the agents that is not named by name in E.T. is named Jack, there are no Jacks in E.T.
I like how Bree is going to win by just showing up.
Yeah.
That's a great way to win.
Because so dumb.
Well, you know what she wins, though? She gets to go first in the next game that really matters because it's the deciding game of the day. And we'll play that right after these words. We'll be right back.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
We are back and we are flying through the show today. It's been just going very quickly, and especially that last game with the quick 2-point win from Bree Pruitt just sitting in the stands watching the action.
I'll tell you what, if you had added one more option, Doug, I would have lost that game.
You might have, been in trouble if there were four choices.
Yeah. If it was E.T., Eternals, both, or neither, your girl would have been you know, negative two.
Yeah. Neither's hard.
That's a fun idea where it comes back to the first person gets another shot, gets that gimme point if all three miss.
Yeah, that's pretty funny.
I like that. I'm going to maybe try that next time. Four choices, question mark. All right. But now we're going to move on to another game that probably also needs some fixing. Or does it? Because I love it. It's time to play Filmily Feud. It's like Family Feud, but with films. I asked questions. I asked polls on Twitter. I talked to 100 people or more in each case and then wrote down the percentages of their answers. I will read a question to Bree. She gets to go first. I will then say the four options I gave Twitter people to answer between, and you'll guess which one you think got the highest percentage, and so on. Each person will each guess a separate name. You'll each get a chance to go first because there's three rounds in this game, and we'll add up the percentages at the end and declare a winner. Any questions?
Yeah, what'd you say? No, I'm just fucking. I'm just fucking.
The game is called Filmily Feud. And Bree's going to go first, then Frank, then Jade. But like I said, you'll each get to go first once. Bree, are you ready?
Yes, sir.
There's no reason to be so formal. You could just call me Sir Doug.
Yes, Mr. Sir Doug Benson.
Yeah. Here's the question I posted on Twitter. Celebrity Uber, who do you want to be your driver? And the four options I gave were Vin Diesel, Jason Statham, Argyle, the limo driver from Die Hard, or the ghost of Burt Reynolds.
These are hard.
Yeah.
So that's really tough to figure out what the snarky response is. Cause you know, people aren't necessarily going to click on their truest answer, but you just never know where these things are going to go, what people are going to respond to, and by how much. Bree, of those four, which one would you reckon would be get the top percentage of votes?
Well, you know, immediately I know what I pick, you know, and is your Twitter audience like me, or
are you 82% male?
Frank, are you okay, man?
I'm so fucking high.
Yeah, he didn't even male. He forgot he was doing this show today.
Yeah, Bree, we can't let him win.
82% male on my upper lip. I would say that driving, you know, there's heist people are great at driving, your Stathams.
I mean, these four gentlemen have proven that they can pretend to be great at driving.
Right. How good are they?
Yeah.
All right. Well, they're all going to go with a funny answer. I think that I would want to be regaled with, you know, Smokey and the Bandit stuff. So I say Ghost of Burt Reynolds.
Okay. I think of those, that might be my choice, but then again, might be interesting to develop a relationship with a living person or a fictional character. Frank?
I'm going to have to say Burt Reynolds too.
Well, this isn't like that other game that we played with you that other time.
Oh,
have to pick a different answer.
Yeah, oh, goddamn. All right, what were the other two choices?
You can't share on this one.
Wait, there's that three, sucks, though, because then choices. I get the third choice for no reason.
Well, there's a reason, Jade. You did not do well in the first game.
But neither did Frank.
And you're going to get to go first in the third round of this game. Everybody gets to go first once.
I see.
Yeah, Bree just gets to do it first.
She's better.
Yes, just a little bit. All right, Frank, the choices are Vin Diesel, Jason Statham, or Argyle from Die Hard. That's how I wrote it on the poll. Argyle from Die Hard. I didn't say the guy who plays Argyle in Die Hard.
I'm gonna say Statham.
You're going Statham. Interesting. Okay, Jade. So I know it's not doesn't feel fair, but you have two choices
Life
left.
Life isn't fair. Yeah.
You have two choices left, and either one of them could be the number one answer. Just because the other people got to pick first doesn't mean they're right.
True.
So who do you like better, Vin Diesel or Argyle from Die Hard?
Look, I don't know who this Argyle guy is. People might think that's like random.
You never saw Die Hard?
A long time ago.
Okay, so remember how when Bruce Willis first gets to Nakatomi Plaza, he's driven there in a limo, and he tells the guy, the kid driving the limo, Argyle, he says, hey, could you just hang out for a second? I don't know how long I'm going to be at this stupid party. And he goes inside. Then, of course, all this craziness ensues, and Argyle misses out on it because he's partying in his limo waiting for him to come back. And I'm probably making him sound like a bad driver, but that's not what I'm trying to do here. I'm just trying to explain that he's a character in the movie that people that are fans of the movie know what I'm talking about.
But Bree made this point earlier, like somebody that's really good at driving and like stunt driving could also be a great limo driver. You know,
that's a good argument.
Because your friend
Vin Diesel's been in 10 Fast and Furious movies.
Right. And he probably drives to the grocery store.
So he does a lot of driving.
Yeah.
But he's also Vin Diesel. You know, Argyle's got a better personality.
I know, but I feel like Argyle would be like the random choice that people make because they're like, it's funny. You know what I mean? I'm like leaning towards that. But, you know, since I think it's the ghost people went with, I'm going to go Vin Diesel just to fuck it up.
I love that you say Vin Diesel.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What is it?
Vin Diesel.
Yeah, that's what I said.
Vin Diesel?
Vin Diesel, that's what I said.
Wait, say it again?
No, I said Van.
Okay.
Jade is a big fan of that movie, Vin Wilder.
Fuck, I don't know these fucking people.
All right. It's okay. You're doing great because all you have to do is just answer one of the options, and you did. So that's the most I could ask for at this point.
All right. Lower your tone.
Let's bring it out. Let's take it home. Let's discuss the numbers. Who'd you pick again, Frank?
Oh, fuck. Jason Statham.
Oh, you're that high that you're not even going to remember
2 seconds
what your answers were? Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Man. I rolled like 3 joints.
All right. Well, I'm going to start with the good news. And that news is for Brie because, of course, the ghost of Burt Reynolds walked away with 36% of the vote. Second place after the ghost of Burt Reynolds, I'm sad to say, is Argyle from Die Hard.
You're kidding me.
I'm not. And then
motherfucker.
In third is Jason Statham with 28%.
What?
Yeah. Argyle 29.
Damn it.
28. And then I don't expect anybody here to be great at math, but that leaves 7%. Vin Diesel only got 7% of the vote. So Bree is off to a big lead here, but
I really thought it was going to
change.
Later, I was regretting it, and I was like, "Oh, it should be." Right? I should have picked Vin Diesel because what a great Uber driver!
Right,
that fool says nothing. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
He would say, "He would say, welcome to the car. I am Groot. End of ride." You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Over.
Yeah. And he could change a tire so quickly. You know what I mean?
Yeah. And he doesn't chew gum loudly constantly.
And he doesn't listen to music.
And he plays Dungeons and Dragons.
Wow.
Does he really?
Yeah, dude. He's got his character's name tattooed on him.
He also put out some music though, didn't he?
Yep.
Vin Diesel. Was it country?
No, it was like, I don't know, just him in a deep voice.
Yeah. I've only heard a little bit of it. And anyway, I'm not here to judge. Round two. Frank, you got to go first this time.
Sick.
Here's your question. this time it's celebrity chef. Who would you rather have cook for you? Would you like Jon Favreau? Stanley Tucci, the rat from Ratatouille, or the Swedish chef?
Oh my God, that is so fucking tough. Because one, it's like, there's the real, like, Stanley Tucci cooking for you is fucking, like, that's amazing. It's also Jon Favreau. He seems like the kind of actor who's like, I have a lot of, you know, when I'm not fucking directing multi-million dollar movies, I'm, you know, cooking a good steak.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
He also played a chef in a movie.
He did.
Yeah. He started also, chef.
Just to be able to have a rat cook for you, that's fucking ridiculous. You know?
But it's a rat still, you know?
But it's also like Patton Oswalt, you know what I mean?
That's the voice of Ratatouille?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then the Swedish chef, I guess. I want to say the rat from Ratatouille.
You're going rat?
Yep.
Okay.
You're going rat? Okay.
Yep. I can't, you know, there's nothing I'm going to do about that.
Yep.
Yeah. Jade, you're up second this time, so you're a little closer to glory. You get to choose between the remaining three, Favs, Tooch, or the Swedish chef.
I just think Tucci would be so cute. He'd be like, I'm going to be cooking over here. And like, he would just be cute during it. And I just feel like I relate him to like foodie things. So I'm going to go Tucci.
Okay. His CNN series, he just goes around Italy, I think, and just eats prosciutto and, you know, just talks about how amazing is and how stupid American processed food is.
I was going to say, life. Jade, if you want a little Tooch lifestyle porn, you got to check out that.
Yeah, I need that. I like that. And you know what? I would have gone with rat right away, but it is still like a disgusting, like the tail could touch your food.
Whoa.
Wow. You really took that one to heart.
Someone's a rat. You get what I'm going for.
Yeah. But I mean, you know.
Anti-rat on my
Francis.
Frank took the rat. You know, before you could. So he took the rat off your plate. Bree, the remaining options are Johnny Favs and the Swedish chef.
It's a tough one. Swedish chef, famously played by two humans, right? It's Henson and Frank Oz playing each of the human hands. So you get a 2-for-1 action. Swedish food, famously disgusting, rotting fish. So
meatballs,
plywood bed frames. I was gonna go Favs anyway. I love the food that he puts out in his movies are stunning, you know, all the Roy Choi inspired food. So that's where I'm gonna go.
Love some Roy Choi because he's all right with the whole cannabis situation.
Yeah, you know it.
All right, so. This was an interesting one. It came out, the totals came out a lot closer than I thought they would. There was no runaway on this one. So I guess I'll just start with the lowest scoring name. And that, unfortunately, makes me feel like my followers need to pull their head out because, or interlopers that just came and voted on my poll. Because Stanley Tucci came in fourth place in this poll.
I can't believe it.
Yeah. With all this press, all this publicity that he has now of being a foodie, it didn't put him over. Maybe because he doesn't cook it himself. He just sits around eating it. He's also a great bartender, I hear. Like, he's good at, you know, making craft cocktails and talking about it. But 21% for Tucci. So Jade's really going to have to come on strong in this third round. No, you still have a chance because, you know, these, you know, there's such a big swing in that first round between Burt Reynolds and Vin Diesel. There's, you know, 29 percentage points difference. So you never know. Coming in second in this poll, Jon Favreau, which is 23% of the vote, but that still gives Brie a pretty mighty two round score of 59. And second place on this one, the Swedish chef with 24%. And that leaves pretty good chunk, 32% for Ratatouille.
Hey, hey, hey.
Yeah. And that brings Frank to a total of 60 points. There's a 1 point difference between Frank and Brie.
Well, Hope you like rat shit in your food.
Yeah.
I just said Frankenbrie. That sounds like a bunch of dead cheeses on a plate. Celebrity third round. Here we go.
Yes.
Getting ahead of myself. Jade?
Yes.
I'm telling you right now that you can pull into almost as many points as Frankenbrie if you can pick the right one here.
All right.
I wrote celebrity tax preparer. Who would you rather have do your taxes? Ashton Kutcher? Russell Crowe? Here's where it really gets weird. McDreamy or McSteamy?
Okay. Well, since only 15% of your fans are women, that one's out.
Hey, man, gay guys can want to fuck Dreamy.
He doesn't have gay fans.
Doug's got tons of gay fans.
I do, I think, maybe. Okay, well, so my point was just that I started off being like, oh, I'll just go with people who have played smart people in movies, because Ashton and Russell certainly played smart characters, like, you know, math guys. And then,
right. And Dude, Where's Your Car, of course.
Yeah. Yeah. In 70s Show, he's real smart.
Yeah, yeah, he's and super
then,
smart.
But then I don't know. I don't know what I was smoking where I just suddenly just went, I'll just make the other two McDreamy and McSteamy, see what happens. Because I guess it was sort of like, well, who cares about my taxes? I get to have one of these sexy dudes preparing them. But also, I wasn't keeping in mind my audience, and it's mostly dudes answering this poll. So what do you think, Jade, based on all of that information, who would you go with?
I can't remember who McSteamy and who McDreamy are, like the different two. I want to say McDreamy is from Can't Buy Me Love.
They're both from Grey's Anatomy.
No, yeah.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Yeah, is yeah. Patrick Dempsey was in Can't Buy Me Love.
Yeah, so that's McSteamy.
I think he's Dreamy, and Steamy is Eric Dane, maybe?
Shit, this is hard, but because
it doesn't matter who plays them. We're talking about the characters, McDreamy and McSteamy.
I see.
Okay. McDreamy's like more the dream man, and McSteamy's more the man in the shadows that, you know, you can't trust.
This is tough, because I don't even know the characters you're talking about with Ashton and with...
Russell Crowe starred in A Beautiful Mind as
a
guy that was mentally ill but had a great math mind, and Ashton Kutcher played Steve Jobs in a movie.
So you probably don't want... I mean, is he good at math, this guy? Ugh, I don't know. This is tough, because, you know, he might not know about tax rules, even though he's really smart about math. You know, he might just like be shit.
I wonder if any single person answering this poll put this kind of thought into their answer. Right? Before
I know, talking. Because like when I think of Ashton Kutcher, I immediately think of him as like that dude, kind of dumb character.
Yeah.
Fuck, this is hard.
I answer most Twitter polls just to see what the answer, you know, what the percentages are, you know, how it doesn't reveal it until you vote on something. So I feel like a lot of people just vote just to see what people are voting for. Yeah.
Like, I want to say Russell Crowe, but does he know about like freelance tax things? You know, I'm just going to go with Russell Crowe, because why not?
That's the best. That's the best attitude that you could have in this situation.
Yeah.
Why not? Brie?
Yeah. I would go Russell Crowe personally, right? That would be my choice. But since that's been knocked out, I like the idea of a little eye candy, you know, around the tax season. It hurts to pay that money. And for my money, let's go McDreamy. I'm with the classic, not the remake.
Okay. So Bree's going McDreamy, Frank.
Damn, so that leaves
you with Ashton Kutch or McDream, McSteamy.
Ooh, let's do, damn it.
Crow or McSteamy?
McSteamy.
Yeah? You absolutely want to lock that in for sure?
Yes.
What? Wait, I went Crow.
Say what?
I went Crow.
Yeah, and I gave him the choice of Kutcher or Steamy.
Oh, I think it's Steamy. Okay, okay.
He said Steamy, right, Frank? Mm-hmm. All right. I'm adding up the scores. Not sure why I'm adding up Jade's.
Fuck. Can't handle this. I need the confidence.
Sorry to say that, Jade. I hope you don't go into this week unconfident after this today, because I liked your answers and your reasoning. But unfortunately, Russell Crowe only got 22%.
Damn.
Yeah, and so that brings your total to 50. And it's not quite enough to overtake our other two competitors today. McSteamy. Wait, which one should I do next? This will be exciting. This will be exciting. So Bree is Dreamy and Frank is Steamy. I've said that in the past. So I'll tell you this. Ashton Kutcher, I guess people like his business acumen because, you know, he's part owner of Uber and stuff like that. So he got 47%. Nobody picked him.
If you can't find your car, you can write it off.
Exactly.
And
yeah. So nobody went Kutcher, and that would have certainly solidified the win for almost anybody who chose him. But the difference between McDreamy and Steamy is, I'd say, kind of expected, because like we've been saying, McSteamy was more of a villain. So McDreamy got 20% and McSteamy got 11%. So that brings Frank to a total of 71. And Bree is our winner today with 79 points. Pew, congratulations. Pew, 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 pew. Congratulations, Bree.
Wow. And so I win. McDreamy is really going to do my taxes.
That's the thing. I've been leaving him messages saying, hey, I'm promising you as a prize on my show.
Yeah.
And I haven't heard back.
It's weird how Patrick Dempsey doesn't respond to McDreamy also.
Like if you yell it at him on the street, he doesn't turn around.
He doesn't turn. What a dick. Thank you so much. I'm so excited to be the winner.
You did it.
I did.
My first question is, can you join us in San Diego next Saturday at 4:20 at the American Comedy Co? You don't have to answer right now. There's no pressure, but you could say yes, no, or maybe if you know for sure.
I strongly believe that I think I will be able to make it.
Oh my goodness. All right. I'm going to put you in the strong maybe column. People are excited. I've been doing Douglas movies at the American Comedy Company in San Diego, fairly frequently over the years. Yeah. And so it's nice to get back down there. We've already done one down there in the Pando times, and the audience is real cool, super chill. So anybody that's not busy next Saturday, come on down. Bree Pruitt might be there, along with some other awesome guests that I've already booked. What else is going on with Bree Pruitt? Go ahead and promote yourself.
Well, shows down here in LA coming back slowly and surely. Next Friday, I will be in Los Angeles at a show called The Interruption Show in Southeast LA. If you're in there, come on out. At Bree Pruitt across platforms. Come see me.
Neat. Thank you. And congratulations again.
Oh, thrilled.
Frank Castillo.
What up?
Hello. Just joining us.
What do I have coming up? Let's see.
What do you got to plug, buddy?
I got this really cool project I'm working on. Walmart, aisle 7. I'm doing all the front-facing product, just organizing all the cleaning supplies. Just comedy stuff at the Comedy Store. But other than that, Peaked Podcast on YouTube. Follow me on Frank Castillo on Instagram.
Yeah, definitely go. Frank's at the Comedy Store like most nights, either on stage or just there.
In the back, you know, smoking.
Yeah, so go back, you know, show up and, you know, either watch his set or say hi or both. But
just walk past security.
It's such a fun hang over there at the Comedy Store, like with the outdoor patio bar and stuff. And so it's a real, real nice place for comedy fans to, you know, don't pester anybody, but, you know, you can meet a lot of cool comics, you know, who can proceed to ruin your lives in different ways.
Or you could get into comedy and ruin your life like that.
Yeah, that's another way to do it. I know, Jade, I love watching your posts about your shows because you're just like, why am I doing this to myself?
I hate comedy. I dread it. I only like it the few minutes I'm up there holding the mic.
And then right. Once you get up there, it's so much
fun. It's the best. We're just addicts chasing the next time we get to say dick on stage.
Yeah, it's either this or heroin. So
it's true. I have a show coming out on Hulu called Hotties. So everybody look out for that. It's a hybrid dating cooking competition show that I host, and it's so fun. I'm really, really psyched for it. And yeah, I'm back at the Comedy Store.
I have questions.
Yes.
Is it called Hotties because it's sexy people dating?
Yes, but on top of that, while they're cooking, every 15 minutes, we feed them super spicy stuff, like ghost pepper, and they're throwing up, you know, and it's fun for me.
Those things are, it's always interesting to me that what people put themselves through. You know, I just don't see myself doing the, you know, extra hot wings on purpose.
I couldn't believe some of this stuff. I mean, like, if you like look at Tabasco's like 60,000 Scoville heat units. They were eating stuff that was like a million Scoville heat units. Like, they were just, you know, but some of them didn't even notice. They were like,
is that the Rory Scoville scale?
Yeah. So why is Rory going to decide?
It's the only way I could memorize it. I was like, you guys know, I kept saying it to them. I was like, you guys know like Rory, right? And they're like, yeah, whatever helps you get the lines out.
I think isn't there a company that makes like ovens called Scoville?
Oh yeah.
Different spelling,
that is an oven. Yeah, it is. Yeah. Wow. Scoville is with it. I want to say it's with an O. Yeah. It's same spelling.
Oh, it is the same.
Maybe that's what it is. It's a heat thing.
Yeah, maybe.
Yay.
Well, okay. I'm going to watch the crap out of that. There's no release date yet.
Not yet. They said spring, so hopefully coming out soon. I'm doing voiceover stuff for it now. So, hopefully.
Yeah, you got to get that voice in there describing all that hot action.
Yeah, and then I'm back to my dread of stand-up comedy this weekend. I'm back at the Store, so come out.
Oh, there's another person you can bother at the Store.
Yeah.
After you're done bothering Frank, but definitely bother Frank for a while. and then just give a quick how do you do to Jade. And I am going to be, like I said, in San Diego on Saturday, and all of my dates, as they continue to trickle in, are at DougLovesMovies.com. Thank you once again to all three of my guests. I don't know if I think I've asked Jade this before, but between Bree and Frank, if you can, do either of you have a favorite last line from a movie?
Yeah,
you do. What's your favorite last line? Tell us the line first, and then we'll see if we know what the movie is.
The line is, it's gonna be obvious to you, Doug. The line is, I think this is the end of a beautiful friendship.
Oh yeah, it's the beginning though.
No.
Oh, so why would I recognize that? It's a play on Casablanca. Yes. But what's it from?
Tenant.
I actually really like that movie.
I just thought that was like an okay movie with a very classic line, final line, so that's what I'm
That is a nice twist and a nice homage.
Yeah.
All right, what about you, Frank? Do you have one?
I mean, you know, Fight Club's You Met Me at a Very Strange Time in My Life.
Yeah, nice. That's a big one. I've been doing closing with the last lines for movies on every episode of the show, and, you know, trying to keep track so I don't repeat any, but also it's just fun how there's some real classic ones that I've pretty much gone through. And then now it's just like, hey, you over there, you know, like it's just the most random, random statement that happens at the end of a movie. But it's also, I think it's maybe fun for the listeners to try to figure out what movies I'm doing. Most people probably just walk away.
I gave it away too. Hold on. Can I do another one so you can try to guess?
Oh, I guess so. Sure.
Ernest Hemingway once wrote, "The world is a fine place and worth fighting for." I agree with the second part.
That's the last line of a movie?
Mm-hmm.
Hmm. It seems familiar, but I don't know. Do you know it, Jade or Bree?
Sounds very like a war movie. Is it like Platoon or something?
No, it's Seven. It's Morgan Freeman.
Damn, I just watched that too.
Yeah, that's
such
pretty,
a good one.
Yeah, it's for a serial killer movie. It's pretty poetic. It's that David Fincher is quite the fancy man.
So good.
Yeah. Well. So I picked one out for today, and the like I said, the listeners can do what they will with it. And thank you again to my three terrific guests, Bree Pruitt, Frank Castillo, Jade Catapretta. Go see them do comedy. And as always, this is a short one, Ryan, so get ready. Don't look back.
Now it's time for Doug to watch another talkie. Eyes of gold, his viewing prowess makes him cocky. There's no room in his heart for you, 'cause Doug.